enjoy this wonderful Easter morning together. Just turn around to the person behind you, because I see some new people just arrived. Just turn around to the person behind you, shake their hand, say Happy Easter, and hope that you have a blessed time, have a good time. Hope God's with you, touching your life this Easter time. Happy Easter. God bless you. God bless you. Great. Grab a seat. Grab a seat, because we've got our next part of our time together. Excited this morning. The children are out doing an Easter egg hunt around the grounds, supervised, of course. And there's also, I believe, a spiritual... Actually, I don't know whether there's a spiritual message. I hope there is. But anyway, the children are well looked after this morning. Meanwhile, back here, we're very excited. Ask Chris to speak. Let's give Chris a warm welcome. Chris, come on down. Visual aids are coming. Here we go.
Morning, everybody. You don't know what it feels like. I'm just a hairdresser, by the way, yeah, not a preacher or nothing. So I work in Lismore Circus as a discount for anybody who wants to see me later. Maybe. I'd like to pray first and ask for Jesus to help us all to understand who he is in our lives, what he has done on the cross for us. And it's not about us, it's all about him. I give him all the glory and all the honour belongs to him, because I know where I was. And I'm sure we all knew where we were. And we are, some of us are still are. But he is faithful and just and true, and his blood washes us all. And Father, we give you all the honour this morning, Lord. We give you all the glory. And I ask, Lord, if your Holy Spirit comes, Lord, and ministers to people, ministers to me, ministers to all of us, the whole world, Lord, as everyone calls to you today, Lord, all around the world, recognizing who you are and what you've done on the cross, Lord. Open the eyes, Lord. Open the ears. Help us, Lord, to understand what great and wonderful thing you did for us, and that we live in liberation and freedom with you, Lord, knowing, understanding who you are and still learning every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very, very much, Lord. Amen. Wow. Never prayed that before. Oh, you know what? I was just thinking about the cross, yeah, and I want to go to Galatians 1. Oh, sorry, I've got to do that so they can come on there. Okay. Then God said, let the land sprout with vegetation of every sort and seed bearing plants, and trees that grow seed bearing fruit. These seeds then will produce all kinds of plants and trees from which they came, and that's what happened. End of. Full stop. So I was thinking about the cross. The cross was made from wood, and it just came to me. I don't know why I just said it. And yeah, there's a cross here. Well, it's my cross that I use to clump people in the head with sometimes. And it's made of wood, and wood comes from trees. And who created the trees? God. Isn't that amazing when I think about God created something that he's going to use to wash away our sins? Wow, that blew my mind. And I was like, wow. And then I started thinking, what about the nails? And the nails. And did you know that the earth's core, 5 to 10% of the earth's core is covered with iron? And they made nails from that. But see, God's trees were made to, how can I say, glorify him. And so we can see and feed off them and eat from them. But man took it and made it into something that it shouldn't have been. And hence became, you know, the opposite of what God wants us to be like. But God knew that. And I've got an illustration here. I'm all over the place, by the way, but forgive me. As you like. Hammer, rubber plants, metal. God had it all started. He sorted it all out. And nails. I bought the nails too. Quite horrific, aren't they, really? And I was watching them, the film this morning with the Mel Gibson film that he did, The Passion of Christ. And when Christ was being crucified and beaten and whipped and his blood shed, and when they put him on the cross, they nailed those nails in his hand. And then on top of all that, they turned the cross upside down and just And that shocked me when they clumped it on top. It wasn't enough. They'd done all that to him. That they'd done that to him too. And then they just hang him on that cross like that to die for you, for me, for the whole world. Just so we can be set free from, when I say lies, deception, wrong living, sin, isn't it? It's sin. But some of us turn around and say, I'm not a sinner. Some people say, oh, I don't sin, I'm fine, I'm okay. But God says, no, you're not. He calls us all liars. But you know, who am I to judge? He's the judge. The word of God says that we're all sinners. And I wrote lots of things down, you know. But anyway, let's go here. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David. Oh yeah, sorry. Matthew 1, verse 20. We get it right eventually. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Oh, right. Where are we? Yes, okay. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, Joseph, son of David. And the angel said, do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife, for the child within you was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So God sent his Holy Spirit, and Mary became pregnant, and she gave birth to Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And then that was the way it happened. That's the way he came down to earth. God himself, he came in a visible image of the invisible God. Like it says, Christ, the visible image of the invisible God, he existed before anything was created, and is supreme over all creation. The trees, the cross, the hammer, the nails, everything, yeah? Everything. And so Jesus came and he went round through the whole of Jerusalem and Israel. I mean, I don't read the Bible that much, but I should read more of it. So I've only been a Christian for 3 years, so forgive me, yeah? Right? So I'm being honest and true. Right? Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in synagogues, announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. And he gave us salvation. He cleansed us from all the sin, and that is the truth. He walked in truth. This is my interpretation. So he walked in truth. He showed us the way he came. He showed us the truth of who he is and what he can do and what he does every single day of our life, even today. And then he gave us life. How? He gave us life by being nailed on the cross, taking our sins, taking our death. Because sin is death, isn't it? So he took that on the cross for us and hung there and said that it is finished, it is done. But what I'm going to say today is that mostly is the blood of Jesus is what washes us clean. And when we come to him recognizing who we are in comparison to his glory and might, and what he did on that cross. Sometimes we can't get a visual of the cross, can we? We can't really say, oh, I can't really understand what happened on the cross. We can't. I mean, I can't. Sometimes God shows me. I get a real strong sense and I see the cross. And then you know. But we haven't really, we weren't there to say, oh, I've seen Jesus crucified. But I said, blessed are those who haven't seen but believe. Wow, isn't that great? You haven't seen, but you believe. And what a sacrifice. I mean, if someone was to come to me and say to me, et cetera, I'd probably get upset with him. And I wouldn't be very happy. But Christ, Jesus, he died for the whole world. Even for the worst people, he died. I can't even forgive sometimes my ex-partner or my friend who tells me off. But it takes time for me to come to that point of forgiveness. It takes time for Christ to come into my heart and say, "This," and that's where he showed you the cross. That's when he says to you, look, my love for you on that cross. And then I can bear what people say to me. And I can have compassion for people through what he did for me. And it's recognizing what Christ really done for us on that cross. What he really, really done for me, for you, for the whole world. I mean, I know where I was. And I know where I am today. I know where I stand today because of what he did on the cross. I may not understand everything about the scripture. I may not understand all that. But I know by the power of his Holy Spirit, because I know that in my own strength, I couldn't do anything to change what I was doing. If anything, I was getting worse. But by the power of his Holy Spirit, by the power of his love, he looked down and says, Chris, you, I want you. Of all the people, of all the worlds, today he called me. Called you, called the whole world. Come to me. Oh, I love this. There's a verse here, it says, guys, where are you? Psalm 145, 14. I was reading this morning, it's so nice. The Lord helps the fallen and lifts those bent beneath their loads. Wow, have you ever felt like that? Like really bent down with all your burden, just walking around doing this. I don't know what to do. But Jesus says, I know, come to me. Because my blood can wash all that away and give you freedom and liberation. And you start living in truth and you'll have a life of truth. But it's not just bam, it's done. It is spiritually, it is then. You're washed and cleansed from your sin. It's a process for the rest of your life, forever and ever and ever. And then we'll meet with him in heaven in eternity, which is a promise. It says, you'll be with me in heaven. I'll go and make a place for you in my Father's house. He has many rooms. I want a double bed. But you know, who am I to ask? He knows. I'm so glad God's got a sense of humor, you know. And it's amazing when I look at Luke. I don't know how to tell you this one, guys, so don't worry about it. Luke 24:38. When he rose from the dead, the resurrection, he came back from the dead. Can you imagine that? Even today, something like that happening today. You can't even imagine. I mean, really, be honest with yourself. Can you really imagine? Really, be honest with your heart right now. Can you really say, yeah, I can imagine Jesus being coming back to life today? Can you really? I can't. Be honest. I can't really imagine. I believe with all my heart, but I haven't seen. But you know what? In Luke 24:38, they say, why are you frightened? He asked. Woo, thank you, Lord. So amazing. Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Amen. See, sorry guys, give me a moment. Look at my hands, look at my feet. Can you see it's really me? Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies. As you see, I do. As he spoke, he showed them his hands and feet. Wow. Wow. See, we all want that, don't we? We all want to see Jesus' his hands and feet. We do. So desperately we want to see that. Do our hearts call out for that? Do we say, Lord Jesus, I want to see your hands and feet. I want to see you. I really want to see you. You know, they saw him and they still doubted. But you believe and you haven't seen him. You are blessed. Scripture says so. You are blessed. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I kind of think I'm blessed. Well, I don't really want to accept that. Because it's me. But you know, you are blessed. You are. I've got a friend of mine, Mario. And he had the Bible once. The illustration is when you become a Christian, he gets the Bible, puts a pen in. I'll show you quickly. Put the microphone down. When Christ comes, he takes you, puts a pen in there, puts you in, you're in there, and he goes, he shuts you. And you live in Christ. And what an illustration when he shows me that. I think it's so true. Because it's not what you do anymore. He changes you from the inside out. So he goes to the deepest part of your heart. The deepest areas, the darkest areas of your heart. So deep, you don't even know they're there. And he comes and says, let me go in there. Let me sort it out. And every day, something different happens. I wore a t-shirt today. It says, Sports Relief 2012. You see, I don't do much sport because of this. But what I can say is, I'm giving you an interpretation here that I do sport. Yeah? I'll do that a little bit. Look, that's better. But really, really, to be honest, I don't do sport. So am I like that with God? Am I like with Jesus? Do I say, Lord, I'm doing, but in my heart I'm not? He knows my heart. He knows my heart. Am I real? Or am I pretending to know Jesus? Have I really asked him into my life? Have I really surrendered myself to him? I even asked myself that question myself too. I said, do I really know you, Lord? I want to know you so much. I want to kiss you. I want to hold you. Come and hold me. Do you really open your heart to Jesus and say, Lord, I don't know anything no more. I give up. And you get into the Spirit, you praise him, you worship him, you sing songs to him, and you go through your trial, and then you say, well, I don't really know now. I don't know anymore. But the blood washes that. He says, I know. So that's the reassurance. Because when he comes, he says to you, I know the answer. He always got an answer for your situation. Isn't that nice to say, I give you rest? I give you rest. Did I write that down? Let's have a look. But anyway, you know, I'm jumping to another place because I love Jesus so much, guys. And I know that he can, he's the healer, he's the provider. And in him, there is strength, joy, and salvation. In him, there is everything that you want. In him, there is everything that you want. By his blood, by what he did on that cross, he shed, you know, he died for us, for the whole world. Just died, just went, right, I'll take it all. And you know what? Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Someone's cut you up in the car and you shout at them. He didn't even open his mouth. He didn't say nothing. He even put those nails in his hands. At the end, he says, forgive them for they don't know what they do. And he said, it is finished. That's when he opened his mouth, when he knew what he had to do. And you know what? He loves us so much that even though he knows what you do, what I do, and how we think and how we are, and how we're angry with him sometimes because we don't get healing, or how we're angry because we don't understand our emotions, or how our partner doesn't understand or tells us off, or we have an argument, and we're angry with God really inside our hearts, are we not? Sometimes we are. Be honest with him. In Joel somewhere, it says, render your heart unto the Lord. Open your heart and say, Lord, I'm angry. I am. And watch his love pour in. Watch his love. I mean, if not, then that will happen on the cross. It doesn't matter, does it? It happened for that reason. So you can be honest and true to God. You can say, Jesus, I really need you. And I'm angry about this situation. I need you to sort it out because I can't do it. And I want to tell you, he knows already what you're going to say. In David, he says, Lord, I don't speak. You already know what I'm going to say to you before I even say it. Wow. So why are you hiding it? I put it here, Lord. Dear Lord, he's saying, what about that bit there? What about that? And he brings it to you. And that's called conviction, isn't it? It makes you think about it. That's the one. That's the one I want to see from your heart. This is what I want to see. Someone said to me the other day, how do I get a close relationship with Jesus? I know him, but I haven't got that closeness. And as I was talking to her, I said, I can see you've got a hindrance in your heart. Unforgiveness. So do you understand what happened on the cross? He forgave our sins. And I said to her, forgiveness. She goes, it's true. I've got unforgiveness in my heart. See, God shows people. He shows you. But sometimes he brings people to show you as well. Because that's how much he loves us. I'm not judging no one here today. He's the judge. I put myself on the front line first to be judged by anybody, okay? So don't take me wrong, whatever I say. And you know what? When we come to Jesus, and because of what happened on that cross and the resurrection, he gave us life. He gives us eternal life forever. In him, by his Holy Spirit, we will produce fruit in our lives. We pursue joy, patience, kindness, and so on and so on. I don't know the scriptures, I'm sorry. But I should do. But you know what? I was looking about the iron again, going back to that. Okay? But did you know, in iron, even fruit has iron? Did you know that? Fruit has iron. So the, oh wow, look at this. Tree, fruit, iron. Yeah? Can you see the picture there, guys? God is so in control of every single little thing, isn't it? Every single, you know. But you know, he's got to work for our personalities. And you know what? He loves our personalities as well. I tried changing myself when I first met the Lord. And I felt I was under law all the time. Under religion. Got to do this, got to do that, got to do this, got to do that. Now I'm swimming. Probably tomorrow I'll be under law again. Oh, I can't do this. Sorry, Lord, I've done that. Lord, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Oh, I've got to do this right. I've got to do that right. He says, it is finished. I've done it for you. I've done it all for you. Come to me and just rest now. Love people. Care for them. Yeah, but I can't, Lord. I know you can't, but I can. Because when you fall, when you come under that falling down and you can't get up, He will lift you up. He will show you the compassion. So when someone comes to you, that same compassion that flows through you is not you. It's Jesus. So Jesus flows through you. For you go through your experience to learn that, don't we? I learned that. That's the way I learn. So he's faithful. It says, I love it, Matthew 11:28. Hello. Oh, I've got a longer version than that, but anyway. Then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I am humble, gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and your burden I give you is light. The burden I give you is light. So his burden is so much lighter, isn't it? But it's such a lovely process that Jesus died for us on the cross. He comes, washes you, even though you are red as crimson. You know crimson is so red, isn't it? And he looks at crimson. And someone can come to Jesus and say, Jesus, see that guy there? He's red as crimson. He goes, I can't see. All I can see is snow. Isn't that great? When you come to Christ, he says, I wash you white as snow. So he looks at you as snow. Pure, perfect, amazing, glorious, everything. Wow, what love? What else do you want? I try to get from my kids love. I try to get kids from my wife. I try to get love from friends. And, you know, I can say, yeah, you're good, you're that. But you know what? It's not enough. Jesus gives it to you unconditionally. You don't have to do anything to earn it. So he's done it all for you. He says, come, I love you as you are. I remember worshipping once at a church and I was praising him. And I was praising and praising. And suddenly I just fell into God's presence. And I heard the voice say, as you are. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, as you are. I said, no way. He goes, yeah, as you are. Wow, what a liberation. What freedom that is. As you are, come to God. How many of us today are coming to God, to Christ, on our knees as we are? Or are we really just holding a lot back? All those burdens. Are we holding a lot back from him? Are we? It's hard, isn't it, to really be honest, isn't it? It's really hard to open your heart, even to yourself, to face what you're really like. Can you look in the mirror sometimes and say to yourself, man, I shouldn't have said that the other day. Man, I'm not really that good. Can I tell God this? God already knows. Wow, if Jesus was to come here now, you'd just be crying for probably 1,000 years. He would say to you, that's you. You'd be like, Lord, I'm sorry. You go, no. It's fine. I've dealt with it. It's finished. It's over and done with. Isn't it amazing? What glory. What amazing glory. Oh, man, I love Jesus so much. So, if we look at Jesus Christ now, he came on this earth, as we know, to die for the whole world, to wash us, to save us, give us eternal life. But how many of us today really, really believe and can really feel in their heart and really stand through their trials today and through what they're going through every single day, really believe in eternal life? Can you really see it? Can you really see it? Does your everyday life really bother you? Does it really burden you? Does it really knock you down every single day? Does it? Or are you living in hope or are you living in fear? Are you living in desperation or are you living in love? Where are you living today? Do you really know Jesus? Do we really know Jesus? You know, there's sometimes a point we've got to come to and say, Lord Jesus, I don't really know you. I'm going through some serious stuff, but I want to hold on to it. You'd be surprised how many of us want to hold on to our serious stuff that we've got in our lives. We'll just hold it. Don't let it go. We think, Lord, I give it to you, but do you really give it to him? When the joy comes, you know you've given it to him. He says, when tears come at night, joy comes in the morning. That's when you know. When you've given it, it's free. Lord, I give it to you. How much stuff have you gone through in your life? Oh, glory to God, man. How many things have you gone through in your life? When it's come, you try giving it to him, You've let go, and he says, no, you haven't. And then he comes and takes it. And then you think, oh, Lord, thank you that it was you that did it and not me. That your Holy Spirit comes upon you and just washes you, takes that away, that burden. A lot of times I fail to pray much. I do. I'll be honest. I lift my hands up. I fail to pray much. Yeah? I do what I call dark prayers. Around the toilet. Lord, you've got to help me. This customer's here and she might need some here. Can you help her? Lord, I need this. Lord, can you do that? Lord, that's what I'm like with prayer. That's what I'm like with prayer. I'm honest. That's what I'm like with prayer. God already knows what I'm like. But sometimes we can think, oh, I didn't pray enough for God. God doesn't love me no more. I'm doing it all wrong. We shouldn't feel like that. We're free. We're free. Spend time in His Word, of course. Spend time in prayer with fellowship with friends, of course, really important. And so on and so on. But you know, the message of the cross is He set us free, isn't it? So we can love each other, be together through our trials. But the end result is that we're going to have eternal life in heaven with Jesus. So what really matters on this earth now with us? What is it that really matters here? Is it our everyday life that really matters? Is it our friends? Is it our neighbours? Is it telling people about the gospel? Is it sharing our love with their neighbours? Is it? He says go out into the world, doesn't it? And preach the gospel. Tell them about what you feel. I'm sorry, but if you're going through something now and you're just not telling your neighbour about Jesus, have you really been set free? Or are you still living under maybe, I'm not sure. You know, I really opened my heart to you guys today, you know. I mean, I put myself with you. Yeah, so I'm not talking just about you guys, I'm talking about everybody. That, are we bubbling up inside? Is that, are we overflowing with joy of what Jesus done on the cross for us? Or are we just living for ourselves? Our happy homes, our happy marriages, our happy cars? Or are we really liberated inside, really, really free? And say, Jesus loves you. I know, because I know I've been there. I know I can feel Him inside. I know He lives in me. It's so great to know Jesus. It's so wonderful to know the Saviour. It's so amazing. I mean, we can't imagine what He's done on the cross. We can never say, I've been there to see what He's done. But is He bubbling up inside? I'm not saying if He's not, it's something wrong with you. I'm not saying that at all. All right? But be honest with Jesus. Say to Him, Jesus, I need you. I so desperately need you. We can speak with our mouths. Lord, I need you. But is our heart open? Is our heart really open to Him? Or are we full of logical explanations in our mind? Are we going around trying to work it all out? If I say this, that works. If I said that, this works. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. He wants to teach us to live a beautiful, amazing life on this earth that we've got. Giving Him all the glory and all the honour. If there's people here today who don't know Jesus, would you like to know Jesus? He says, come to me, ask. You know, it's a simple thing. At the shop sometimes I say to people, do you know Jesus? They say, yeah, of course I do. I say, do you really know Jesus? Yeah, I go to church and I'd say the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, but do you have a relationship with Him? What do you mean? Well, I'm not. I say, are you a sinner? They go, no. I said, there you go. First of all, you are a sinner. Sometimes I'm full on with my customers and I've lost a few, but it doesn't matter. But I'm sure they'll come back. You know, God, it says God's word will never come back void, yeah? So, actually, I've got more customers now, new ones. So God's sending the right ones in. You know, actually, I asked Him, I said, Lord Jesus, send me the people that you know that really need you, because the whole world. So I'm getting so busy now. But you know, that really need you today. Really need you today, Lord. People that really need you right now, right this minute, as I'm walking the street, Lord, is there somebody as I'm walking past that needs your love, needs a word from you? Show me, Lord. Show me. Give me a compassionate heart. Open my heart to hear your voice. Open my ears and my eyes to see what you're saying to me. Holy Spirit, come and talk tenderly to me, to my heart and my soul, and say, that person, Lord, give me your compassion and your love. Yes, I understand what happened on the cross, but I want that deep revelation of what you've done for me and what it really, really means. Lord, I'm not willing to die for my neighbor. I'm not. That's my honest truth. I don't know. I'm not sure. But He died for the whole world. I mean, probably if they said to you, will you die for your son? Yes, of course I will. But will you die for your neighbor? You don't know. Probably not. But He did. So that neighbor that annoys you, that person that comes and you have your hair cut, he doesn't pay you enough money, or gets an order, he messes up. Do you still love him? Would you go, oh, that person really annoyed me today? But you say, I love you. It's not about saying, oh, Jesus loves you, guess what, you're saved. No, 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 no. It's not about that. It's about portraying Jesus for your nature, for your personality. When you know Jesus, the more you know him, because we're all different levels, yeah, we're all different learning, we're all learning differently. So I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, yeah. But the more we know him, the more things we go through, the more things that he lifts us out of, we know that he took us and lifted us up. And we've fallen down on these, he picks us up, and we're like, wow, Jesus done that. So when somebody comes with that same burden, that same problem, I can lift them up. And the love that oozes out of me is Jesus, and not Chris, and not Paul, and not Nick, not Mario, and not Robert. Do you understand? It's Jesus. So when you're going through your stuff, this is because God is showing you his love. He's showing you his compassion on the cross. Everything. And there is healing. There is love. How many of you, to be honest, every day sing to Jesus? One. That's what your hands up. But I'm saying, isn't it a wonderful thing to sing songs to God? Lord, you are wonderful. You are amazing. You are beautiful. Even though my eyes don't see you, my heart yearns for you. Even though sometimes the words I say I don't understand. That's an honest song. Lord, I don't know what I'm saying sometimes, but you know. So give me the words to say to you, Lord. And he fills you with the spirit of joy, because he gives you the words to sing to him. Isn't that amazing? Even the words he gives you. You try singing to God in your own strength. Get it all wrong. Yeah, Jesus is great. And the phone rings. Oh, hi, mate. Yeah, what's happening? Yeah. Really? Really? I'm coming now. What about singing to... hold on a minute. Lord, you are great. And what you did on that cross for me, I might not have seen it or been there, but I know about you. I have felt your Holy Spirit. I have seen your healing. I have seen people changed by your love, Lord. Glorify his name. When you see these things, glorify, say, Lord, I know, I've seen that. Just remember the things that I've done. Remember. Don't you remember what I've done? Don't you remember what I did for you? Don't you remember where you were? And how I took you up and brought you back? Wow, that's enough for me. What, do I need to die and come back to life to say, yeah, Jesus, alive? No, I don't. Every day should be a joyful thing. I know it's hard. We all go through trials. I know that. But you know what? Remember that, and that will lift you up. Remember, David used to sing psalms to him. As the Spirit of the Lord falls upon my heart. Can I share this? The original people who sang this song, it's them two there. Mario and Rina, my friends. They originally sang the song years ago, and it became a good song that everyone started singing. As the Spirit of the Lord falls upon my heart, I will sing like David sang. Does that happen to you when the Spirit of the Lord falls upon you? Do you go through a day, a whole day, without the Spirit of the Lord falling upon you? Do you? If you do, then ask God, say, Lord, I don't want to go without a day without the Spirit of the Lord falling upon me. I want to go through a day where the Spirit falls upon all the time. I want to be in your spirit all the time, Lord. Teach me, show me. Ask him directly. Say, because what you did on the cross, you gave me an opportunity to come to God direct because of your son Jesus, by the blood, because you've washed me. You don't see me dirty no more. You see me white as snow. I can come to you now. So, Lord, I would love to sing praises. Show me, teach me. Just fill me with your spirit. Fill me, Lord, because I want to sing so much. And even my words aren't enough for you. They're not enough, and they ain't. My words aren't enough sometimes. I sing, I say, Lord, you're great, you're wonderful, you're amazing. And I still think that's not enough. I want to burst. I want to just explode with love for him and inspiration. Do you ever get that sometimes, guys? It's not enough, is it? It's just not enough. But he goes, it's enough. But ask him for those great things. Lord, my car's broken. Did you know even God can fix your car? It's metal, come from the ground. Yeah? Lord, can you pray for it? What? Sometimes it does. I know someone who prayed for their Hoover to start. And it started, it's true. It's true. It happens. It's amazing, you know. God is so real. God is so amazing. I mean, let's be sensitive to who God is. He's right here with us right now, right in our presence, right in our midst, in us, some of us. He wants to have a relationship with you, one-to-one, talking to you like I'm talking to you now. Continual relationship, talking, loving, caring. What do you want me to do, Lord? And thank you, Lord, for showing me that today. Thank you, Lord, that you should not, don't look at that. Thank you, Lord, don't do this. Thank you, Lord, thank you. It's so amazing. It's so beautiful. It's like, I can explain like this. The earth, he puts the seed, which is you, and you begin to grow into his tree. And his tree produces beautiful fruit. And this fruit is him. It's all about him. It's all about him. It's all about him. It's amazing having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because we try and do things all our own way, and we can never, ever do it. Never. And you know, trying to forgive someone here is one of the hardest things. How many of us today have got unforgiveness inside of us? How many of us inside are a bit angry with God? Lord, why did that happen to my family? Lord, why am I like this? Lord, why am I thinking like this? Lord, why is my partner with me? Lord, why aren't I free? Why? Is there some of us here today like that? Then you know what? Jesus is the answer. It's only through him. And probably you're thinking now, what do we do? Ask Jesus. If there is unforgiveness, if there is things inside you that you feel that are burdening you, he done it on the cross for you to come and you can say, yes, Lord, I've got unforgiveness with that person, because he is faithful and just to help you through that situation. He will give you forgiveness for that person. He will lift you out of that place where you are. But you've got to open your hearts, truly open your hearts to God. People say to me, how come, you know, you get filled with the Spirit, or this happens to you, or that happens to you? I don't know. Because I open my heart. Maybe, I don't know, I just don't know. But I'm honest with God. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm honest with God. I speak to God like I'm talking to you. Full on, everything he needs to know. I've got nothing to hide. What? Adam sinned. He said, Adam, where are you? I'm hiding, Lord. I'm scared. Why are you hiding? I know where you are, so why are you hiding? He knows where you are in your hearts. He knows where you are in your lives. So why are you hiding? You want a real relationship with Jesus, a real openness with him. Open that heart and get some relief. Here you go. 2012 is the days right now. Imagine that, 2012 years ago, Jesus came and set us all free. And God created the world, and Jesus was with God before. And he created the tree which made the cross. Amazing, isn't it? Well, guys, that's all I have to say today. What can I say? That's it. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus, yeah?
Fantastic. I think it'd be brilliant if we could just pray. Well, would you just turn to the person next? You put your hand on their shoulder. Chris really encouraged us today. And it'd be wonderful. There's so much that Chris has reminded us of, refreshed us in, challenged us with. Put a hand on the person next to you. Don't leave anyone out. And pray for them. Say, God, would you please do these things in my brother's heart? Please do these things in my sister's heart. As we've heard today, would you please work powerfully that these things would be real? All of us, there are areas of our lives where God wants to move and do things deeper. That's just being honest. Let's pray today. God, would you please move in my brother's life, my sister's life? Maybe there's something specific. You could just ask them, is there something specific today I could just pray with you? Is there something particular today I could just pray for you?